questions, guys?
So everybody looks at this game and says, boy, both teams are going to come out throwing, there's going to be 1,000 yards.
Comment? We'll see. I mean,
sometimes games don't go the way you think.
No, exactly. And part of our job as a coordinator is to play the chess game. So if they're anticipating that and you think they're going to plan that way, we want to be able to counterattack and do certain things that might be different than what they're expecting. But the way the numbers match up, I can see why people are speculating that way.
How do you game plan for a game like this? Do you almost have to go in and say that we have to plan on every time that we have the ball, we want to hold it for as long as possible to keep them off the field, but we got to put something up?
Well, it's field goal, as a coordinator, I don't worry about, okay, what's the other side of the ball or what special team's going to have to do. What can we do to move the ball, control the ball? How can we score points? And so more of my emphasis is, okay, what do they do on defense? What can we do offensively to attack that on defense? And they've played recently with a lot of energy. They've made a lot of takeaways in the last five games. They've blitzed more. So we have to account for that as we game plan going into this week.
How different are they defensively than when they were on the break?
It's quite a bit different. With Steve Spagnuolo in his first year, you can see as you watch chronologically the games this season, there's a learning process going on with their guys, much like we're going through in our first year system. So the schemes are quite different, and their guys are still getting accustomed to some of the looks they're getting on offense to adjust their schemes to.
But still, if you look at every possession as, you know, every play, but when the score starts to mount and you're down by a few scores,
then the game dictates how you think. It does.
Yeah.
So as the game progresses, that will dictate and help, you know, how do you get to the win? What's the best way to do it?
Coach, what has Marcel Reese meant to your offense so far this year?
Versatility comes to mind. He's done a tremendous job. You know, outside of just coming in and playing halfback this last week, and he'll do it again this week, his ability to pass protect, to run routes, it's a great chess piece for a coordinator to have. So we've been able to displace him and put him in one-on-one matchups with linebackers and safeties, along with being able to put him in the backfield and protect and feel comfortable in doing so. So his versatility has made a very great addition for our offense.
How did he look as a runner?
He did fine. He doesn't have, obviously, the explosion that Mike Goodson, Darren McFadden have, but as far as running the courses and the tracks we asked for him, he did a fine job with that.
Did you or maybe even Dennis have a conversation with Taiwan and explain to him, you know, with the scenario that you have, why he ended up with two carries maybe as opposed to?
Yeah, well, we told him going into the game. I mean, the two things that we have to see improvement on is ball security as well as assignments. And assignments, not so much in the run game, but in the pass protection and the route running. And that's still a part of his game that he's still improving on. And we got to keep in mind, he's still a young player. He's a second-year guy out, and he missed some reps because of injury. But for that reason, you know, we had to limit some of the reps he got in the game.
How much does he have to play in a game to be able to see those things? Or are those things that you...
Well, I got to see him in practice. I got to see him in practice first, consistently. And I haven't seen it consistently in practice. And that's what we look for, is perfection in practice.
But as far as getting hit, you know, with the ball and all that stuff, does he have problems holding on the ball, running with it?
Sometimes it's the handoffs, and sometimes it's been on contact.
So with Reese being a fullback and Jones having some issues and Stewart being a practice squad guy, why haven't you guys brought in another running back? What's the reason?
That's not my area so much as what we have is what we're going to work with. And I'm confident in the guys we have that we can still be very efficient in the run game. I thought he did a fine job. I mean, there is a guy that we picked up late, and in his assignments in practice, he's done a fine job of knowing who to block in protection and running the right courses in the run game. He's a very decisive runner. He does make a decision and go with it. And so he did a fine job for a first game out rookie.
It's a long absence for Barnes to come back, and looks like he'll probably be starting this week. How much rust will there be with him, or does he look pretty good in practice?
He's done good in practice, but I agree with you. For any player to be out that many weeks, you're going to have a little bit of rust. So it'll fall upon us, as we call the game, to make sure we give him some help at times. But we're excited to have him back because he does bring that experience, that calmness on the right-hand side as far as pass protection goes, and he does deliver a pretty good punch in the run game. So it's a good situation for us to have him back.
Tough day Sunday with a couple penalties and stuff. Is it just one of those days for him?
That one was too much for one game. So one of the holding calls actually wasn't on him so much as it was the right tackle who missed his assignment. He was trying to help out. But the mistake in the red zone is inexcusable, and the holding call we can't have, and he knows it.
Going back to Marcel, how much is lack of carries as a halfback, like, is that a hurdle, or is that something that, like, as far as seeing things, is that something that's, like, how big a deal is that that he has carries back there?
I think because he has in his career, high school and college, he's carried the ball enough, whether it's from the backfield or in the open field. He has shown us the ability to make somebody miss or make a cut when needed, that I feel very comfortable with the ball in his hands, whether he gets in the backfield or as we displace him in the pass game. So to answer your question, I think it's not as big an issue because he has touched the ball quite a bit in his career.
Has Justin Griffith been able to help in that regard?
Not so much. It's been Kelly Skipper doing most of the work there, but Justin talked to those guys in the training camp quite a bit when we were starting in the zone scheme from his background when he was a fullback in the same scheme. But more recently, Justin's been helping with the O-line with Coach Pollock.
Okay.